I had seen much in the years that I'd been scribe to the high priest, but never anything like this. In the middle of the night, they brought the prisoner before the Sanhedrin. As they questioned him, he kept silent. They accused him of blasphemy. Still, he said nothing. Caiaphas was angry. He needed to prove this man guilty. The Romans had already jailed Barabbas, and he did not want them to think that there would be another uprising. Two witnesses were called to testify against him. They claimed that he said he'd tear down the temple sanctuary and rebuild it in 3 days. Again, the high priest asked him to speak. I call upon you to swear and tell us that you are the Christ, the Son of God. The man smiled and answered, If I tell you, you will not believe. But from this time on, the Son of Man will be seated at the right hand of God. Caiaphas tore his clothes and shouted, He has blasphemed. He deserves to die. This caused them all to strike him and spit in his face. I knew that this man had done nothing. He looked at me. I saw no hatred in his eyes, only love. The next morning, he was brought before the Roman governor. Only Pilate could condemn Jesus.